This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Oh, I love a big finish.
Oh, that was awesome.
I saw her overseas.
Did you?
Yes, when I went to the Montreal Out Games a few years back.
Deborah Cox. Of course it was.
I sort of saw her on Friday.
Well, I'm just going to throw
you
it out
saw
there.
Me, pardon, sorry?
You saw her when?
I sort of saw her on Friday.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw some of the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race on Friday night.
Oh, that doesn't count. Oh, for God's sake.
That does not count.
It doesn't?
No.
No.
What a terrible bloody show that is. Did I just offend half of Melbourne? Oh, dear.
Well, you haven't offended me because I haven't watched it yet, but Tim's about to, I think, walk out, which is sad.
How was everyone's weekend, by the way?
Was it good, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very good.
Well, we've got some stuff to talk about that we did together.
Puppy training and hanging out with my girl and food prepping and
when you say
stuff.
Hanging out with your girl,
my puppy.
We are in a gay and lesbian radio station.
Oh, my puppy.
You're a straight
chick caught in a gay world. I am. Help! No, I've got two girls.
Yeah, good.
Willow and Pepper. But then the thing is, the cat doesn't, we can't go with you anywhere. And it's a whole different thing when you get a dog, isn't it? Anyway, that was pretty much me.
Good, I think. How was your weekend?
And Bogan Bingo.
Oh, God. Have you got any stories from Bogan Bingo? You sort of rock in here on a Monday and you don't really divulge much.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't really tell about.
Not a lot. Well,
you're half tanked when you did it. And
don't
can't remember
be so
it.
Rude.
No, I'm just.
I was a professional working girl.
Oh, right, professional working girl.
Mm.
That doesn't sound right. I say that. No, look, it is just an opportunity for people to let their hair down and it is also an opportunity for us, the hosts, to see people really behaving badly.
Yeah, good.
A lot.
Good.
Yes. But anyway.
And what's your stage name? When you
Spanner.
Do? Spanner.
Yeah.
You didn't go too far away from the...
Why would I?
Normal, I don't know.
Actually, when I was on television for this company doing it, our boss called me Crystal Beth. And I said, that's not my name.
No,
I don't
how
want that.
Dare he?
On it's national television.
It's quite funny, though. We have a massive show coming up for the peeps
this afternoon. Indeed.
It is Monday. Toot, toot. You're driving home.
Toot.
Make sure you just keep
locked on
Joy.
I don't think you should be tooting home right now.
Toot, toot, everyone. Toot, toot, everyone. Musically, amazing. Everything's great. And some really interesting stories coming up about a grade celebrity who may be dumbing it down a little bit.
So startled by this.
Oh, tickets might not be sold.
Oh, dear.
15 past four, 14 degrees. I started a job, June.
15 past four. So most people would say a quarter past.
Doesn't matter how you say it. It doesn't matter how you get there. Just get there. You
knew very specific when you've got quarter to. I was going to say
15 and 30 seconds
past. Do you say 30 minutes past?
Are you also judgmental?
That's not judgmental. It was just interesting.
You're like the people in my new workplace.
I thought it was interesting. Oh, yeah. Yes, Dean Murphy got a job in the last week.
Oh, well, I've always had a job. It's not like I've been... don't get too carried away. Jesus.
You were so
proud. It's not like I haven't had a job. I've been working...
Finally. You got a job.
Yes, I got a job.
Yes, you got a job. Well,
I know. And it's you know, when you've worked for yourself for a long time and you go back to work for other people, it's difficult.
It's hard to work for the people.
Because I'm not very corporate, if you didn't know that.
Really?
No. Mm. And so getting used to, we've got to catch up with ops to talk about comms. I don't know what that, I'm not too sure what that means. Mm, I've worked it out in the last 3 days, but it's different.
Well, I think it's a lesson for them to watch their abbreviations.
That's what it is? Like, what is that?
We're catching up with operations to talk about communications.
Feedback to them from you should be, I think you should broaden your communication for the new people.
I think they're saving time. They're just, you know, abbreviating it.
I think when you get a new job, you should be handed a booklet of lingo.
There's no lingo with this one because it's a new role they've created. So I have no lingo. I'm designing
lingo-less.
I'm lingo-less. And I'm designing my own lingo.
Great. Right. Well, so you're a blank canvas.
Yes, I am.
We've
indeed.
Said that
yes.
about you before, but for completely different yes. reasons.
I'm a cunning lingo.
Oh, wow.
Too close?
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, so I started this new job. I'm going to talk about it with the people because I need some advice. I'm not too sure how things work in the corporate world. But
I don't really know either because yeah. I'm
you're
not
a Carol
really,
day.
I'm not really corporate you know? Myself.
No,
I've
are you?
Clue. No,
no. Retail, okay, so we're useless in here. We yep. need advice. 0427joy949 on everjoy.org.au. Just a little ins and outs. I want to know, like you know, because I text my boss on the weekend. Apparently, that's a no-no. Is that a no-no?
Yeah, some mm-hmm. people are yeah. very, very particular about that.
Boundaries.
Oh, no, don't do that. Boundaries. It's their weekend. I said, well, I needed to know about this certain
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, see, I always fall for that one. I yeah. forget, like, because if I don't want a response back and I need to send so I'll send something on the weekend, but then yeah. you will not get a response until yeah. the
and
Monday.
And what can I can't I talk about my weekend that has just gone by with them?
Because I were like, perhaps I walked just in and I, weekends out of it.
I was in yeah. the kitchen and this girl goes, hi, how was your weekend? And I was like, oh, yeah. And I went in to dive into it and I thought, I don't know how much I can say
no.
here.
Yeah, you need
what are you
sensor.
Meant to say? Are you meant no. to, are you going to censor everything? Yep.
Yes, and oh. especially because you've been working for a very long time in a nightclub environment.
I like that's, how you blossom that up.
Yeah, so yeah. that...
Shitsville.
Perhaps things that go on tour in that world perhaps shouldn't be discussed in the
oh
corporate
dear.
World.
Well, let us know. Look, if you've got any advice, you know, I'm first week, like literally three... Well, I started Thursday. 3 days in, I need some little guide, little tidbits. You know, if you've got like,
I would what do what I... your mother always says and button your lip.
Yeah,
open your ears and button your lip.
That's very
how
good.
Really yeah. is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, just okay.
other thing
shut
I
up.
Would do around the water cooler, that kind of conversation. If you want to say something, would your grandmother approve?
Right,
good.
Well, I don't
yeah, that's
know.
A good tip.
Well, she was a drinker. Tip. Maybe I don't know. Let us know your thoughts. 0427 joy 949
for being a drinker.
Joy. 22 minutes and 11 seconds past 4 this afternoon, 14 degrees in town, heading for top of 11. Well just done. Before Avicii, which is a bloody good song, we're talking about my new job that I've got and no, don't you press that bloody button. And it's just a foreign world. Like it's so corporate and I've just never been that. So there's a lot of things I'm kind of trying to dissect and navigate through and whatever, which is interesting. But
what's the average age of the people you're working with?
About 30 to 50.
Oh, 30 to 50. Okay, that's broad.
And the average age of that is like, I don't
that's
know.
That's broader. No, I'm just thinking, are they all in their young 30s sort of thing?
No,
because that's a different language for
yeah,
people
that's a different,
of
I
our
so.
Ilk.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But it's really interesting.
If somebody can explain hangs to me, I'd love that.
The worst thing about that is I'm not used to the quietness of a corporate office.
Oh, that's right.
Like I was like, where's the music? Can't we put music on? No. I've got a desk.
Are you in a cubicle?
I mean, it's an open plan thing going on. Yeah, but there's no music and no one really
talks. No one's got a radio, like a transistor.
No. And I'm a loud talker too, so when I get on the phone, it's kind of like,
that's what happens to me when I go into head office. Well, basically the rest of head office all go, you can tell marketing's here because when we all go in, we're in the car all the time.
So you're
but
loud.
We're all loud because we're used to speaking to people. They're all
and
quite quiet, accounting type
respectful
people,
of each
respectful.
Space.
And we all walk in and we're like, rah! And they're just like, oh my, can you all go?
Do you know,
so I know that feeling?
I know it's weird. The whole thing's weird. Even like last night, it's Sunday night. What am I normally doing? Watching some, I don't know, The Voice, having a little drink over at the railway. No, I was ironing shirts.
Yeah, welcome to
look
the world.
At the
change.
Shirts
look
at and cooking. Meals.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
Well, you can tell he's already really,
what the
apple
hell is
cart's
that?
Been wow. shaken, hasn't it?
But the worst thing is I had to buy, because I'm used to, you know, dressing how I normally dress to go to meet nightclub people, which is not much. You don't have to impress
You don't
them.
Wear much?
No.
Or do you just go in your jogs?
No, I don't go in hot pants. I don't go in hot pants. Hi, I'm
going
to do gay disco. No, I don't do any of that, but I had to buy a new outfit, right? So, and some new clothes, like shirts and whatever, and so I'm very smart casual. But then my new boss says to me, oh, I want you to come to this dinner and meet all the crew on Wednesday night of this awards night.
Oh, God.
And I said, oh, great, what's the dress code? She goes, smart casual. I went, oh, damn, that's what I'm in now. What am I going to do? Should I wear the same stuff?
What you do is you just go, like, you just, even if you haven't worked the whole day, like if you don't see
can't
them
turn up in the same
no, you
gear.
Do. You
They'll
just go, I'm so
poor.
Busy, I've got to come straight from work.
think
or
I'm
come straight
just
from work.
Roll up the sleeves and put on a different sweater vest.
different jacket.
A sweater vest.
Can we get the... I don't know whether I trust you to. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Can you
I wouldn't trust us either.
Can you guys just send in a message? Let me know what I'm kind of...
We have got a suggestion here from somebody who sent in the headphones.
Oh,
which
headphones.
I did say to you, why don't you use your headphones?
Don't know if that's smart casual, is it?
Well, I can't use my headphones because I use my...
Look closely. They're all in there secretly listening to music, apparently.
Are they? Is that what they're doing? Is that why they ignore me when I went in? I was going, hi,
possibly.
Morning. And they were like, nothing was coming back. Maybe they were on the headphones. Maybe I should have, you know what I should have done is taken mates to me, if you want to win them over, take them cupcakes on your first day.
Well, do you know, I don't know, because that can make you seem really brown nosy. I've had this issue at my work when I first started. I don't know what I did, but I sort of felt like I rubbed the payroll lady up the wrong way. And so there was it was all very awkward there for a bit. But then we bonded. I broke through that wall.
How did you do it? What was your secret?
I don't know. And then we went to a movie night and we love Aquaman. And so we've been, we've been fine. Until
bosom buddies.
Until the other week.
Oh, no, you blinded out the window.
No, I did. I went in there on the Wednesday and then again the next day. And apparently I left paper in the tray of the printer that you're not supposed to leave it in. And I'd done it again and then left the paper up on top of the bench.
So she hates you for that.
Well, I got in trouble.
That's hard work, friend.
I really got in trouble. I know, it scares me.
That's the person you don't want to piss off.
No, you don't.
Not payroll.
No,
I think she's all right
payroll.
Now. I've asked her some questions.
But are you all right? I mean,
but this is what I'm saying. The corporate world is hard if you're not used to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I also got barked at by the girl from the front desk about the dishwasher. And I'm like, I haven't used a cup or a saucer or a spoon even. Why
you know
do
what,
I
you,
have
you know
to,
what you do? You know what you do? I do what I did with Joy. I donated the dishwasher years ago.
Is
and
that
so
why you
now
said
I
you
feel like I can leave
it.
Plates and cups absolutely everywhere.
Murphy's Law Radio Show. Trust us, just follow the bouncing ball.
And this new job of mine, I'm very grateful for it actually, because I like doing court. It's a contract. Let's face it, I'm only there for 3 months or so, but it's just so different. I want the Joyces to send in messages, like little things that you can help me out with.
Tips.
Like,
well, definitely don't eat anyone else's things out of the fridge. That's a big no-no.
No.
Don't touch anything in the fridge.
Oh.
No, you're already in trouble. They'll hate you. You're not going to last.
That is not a good move.
That is a bad, bad move.
And
you're
I felt like I was quite loud in a meeting today. I might have dropped the F-bomb in there because I was excited.
Oh, no.
Well, this will be good.
That must be a Murphy. That must be a Murphy thing, because I go into head office and swear all the time and don't mean to.
Well, I nearly dropped it then.
Yeah.
So little things you can help me out with. I had no idea at all.
It is a different world if you're not used to it.
You know, whose butt do you need to kiss the most? Like, obviously, you know, the GM. Would that be right?
Well,
I don't know. Are you direct boss?
Your direct boss, and then yes, definitely your GM.
Yeah. What do you need to navigate around? What do you need to watch out for? Like,
Don't annoy the payroll officer. I just told you.
And the office loop-de-loop, there's always
And I've been getting there early, but how early? I thought I was there really early, like I was getting there at 8:15, but there are people there before me. And I'm like, how early do you need to be here?
But they're full-time on the corporate. They're probably trying to just, you know, get out early or something. You're not. You're a contractor.
The only thing you need to worry about is to get your job done.
Just get it done.
Do your job.
Okay. Yeah.
And a golden rule someone told me years ago, which I stand by today, it's the best thing that was actually a very long time ago, ex-boyfriend. But he said, the thing is, just turn up early. Be 10, 15 minutes early and then everyone relaxes and then it doesn't actually matter what you do for the first half an hour because everyone knows you're there.
Yeah.
But if you're late... everyone stresses and then you're, for the rest of the day, trying to prove that you're the good person, whatever. So don't be late. Yeah. And you, because you're late for everything.
Whoa, look at the finger. The finger's going.
I actually reckon
pointing.
You were probably late for your own birth.
Whoa, you've been dying to get this out, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Get something off your chest.
Your time is apparently more important than everyone else's and you are not on time for anything.
Okay.
So I would actually suggest, Dean Murphy, that you take some advice and get there on time or early.
Can I bribe them all with tickets to a dance party?
Not if you're late.
Not if you're late.
I don't know whether they're going to be
that keen. Let us know. Yeah, we're talking, we've been talking about my corporate gig.
We have.
God, it's very they're very uncomfortable, I would have to say.
Well, for somebody who's never done corporate
I'm totally out of my comfort zone. No, at all.
So,
being my own boss and then having to answer it. She's cool. She's great.
You did actually throw it out there, what do you need to do? And somebody has sent in this. Kiss the ass of everyone you need something from.
Oh, okay, good.
Turn up early enough to be ready when your shift starts.
Yeah, I'll be early.
Dress better than your boss.
Well, she's a chick.
And offer to work extra, especially if it actually interests you. And this one said, Dean, listen to Anna, she's right.
Oh, who sent that through?
Same person, I think. No, really? Different person. But anyway, really? Thank you. I know I'm right.
Oh, well, it's good that you're all listening.
Careful, Dick.
I do have this problem about – I actually really am am upset about this. Well, I'm not upset. I'm just confused about this event that I've got to go to with them all. And, I mean, I'm in what I consider smart casual for this job, but they want me to wear smart casual. What do I do?
Just check with her and say, when you're saying smart casual, is denim allowed? Sometimes.
Can I do denim?
No, ask her. That's what I'm
and
saying.
And are you going straight from work or do you have the opportunity
I can
to
go home?
Yeah, so then
there.
Just say, is denim okay? Because I would usually do jeans.
Yeah.
Some events they'll go strictly no denim. Like our Christmas
what about
party
if I just
is
turn...
like smart business casual, but no, you know,
thongs.
Denim.
And what, you're about, like, oh. What about if I just turn up like I'm going to Mardi Gras?
Well,
you went in a pair of hot pants with angel wings.
No, that was about 20 years ago. Come
well,
on.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I'm confused.
I say give it a crack, see what happens.
Well, it's an icebreaker, isn't it?
Well, you're really going to make a name for yourself.
About it, won't they?
It would be like watching something off The Office,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah give it a go. For my love. On Joy.
The original of which was sung by a group called the Pointer Sisters, which Tim happily pointed out to me in the middle of that song that they actually were sisters and, in fact, their surname was Pointer.
All right.
Yes, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank
they
you.
Weren't the, they weren't the prettiest things on the block, were they?
Don't
the
be
old
rude.
Pointer Sisters from memory?
Hey, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
No one was pretty in the 80s,
no.
Were they?
No.
Lots of perms. We're going to wrap up about my job thing. I'm over it now.
Oh.
No. What?
You're so negative.
I'm not negative. Well, I love it. I love
really
it. I'm
hope
very
I get
grateful.
This job, and ever since it's been like, oh, the office is cold, and I don't know. I don't know what to wear. And I don't know how to do it.
I'm confused.
8 hours in 4 hours. Which
they
is what
want
you
me
wanted.
To run events. Okay, I'm used to putting go-go boys and like drag queens on stilts and fire twirlers in their underpants and all that kind of stuff. Now I've got to go corporate. It's very difficult, people.
I think that they'd still...
It is a little different.
It's a little
different,
sounds
like when my boss actually asked me whether I wanted to do a 5-minute stand-up spot at the Christmas party last year. And
no.
I just went, oh God.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. No,
not that
you.
Story about the vajankle. No, not
but
at the Christmas party.
But that's not my set.
Not at your Christmas party.
That's not my set.
Oh, sorry. Hers was really good. Sorry. I should have known.
Oh.
Now this was really good too, you jaded old...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now, listen, I want to talk about
just
our A-grade celebrities doing really weird things. Oh, pop star Pink yesterday explored the Mornington Peninsula on a motorbike during her downtime from her beautiful trauma tour.
God love her.
The US singer and her motocross rider husband, Carrie Hart, went for a ride along the very busy Bayside yesterday and they stopped in Frankston for lunch. Now, what the hell? What's going on there?
Oh, look.
Good afternoon to all our good friends down in Frankston.
G'day, Frankston. Now,
even the people in Frankston won't eat lunch in Frankston.
Something's going on down Bayside because Pink's done that yesterday,
God.
Right?
Who have you got?
And then this morning, I was aghast. I clutched pearls whilst I looked at my phone this morning early and just went, really? Because up comes an alert on my Facebook saying, if you would like to see Katy Perry at Westfield Southland.
Shut the front gate. Really?
Next week she's doing a shopping mall appearance.
Clearly.
And my first thought was, hang on a sec.
Clearly
tickets are not selling.
Not moving.
And secondly, why Southland? Why not Chadston, the fashion capital?
Because she's probably gone to get some hair wax from Wax On, Wax Off.
is that where you get it from? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And she just thought she'd do an appearance.
Why not?
At the same time.
Two birds, one stone.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm concerned because aren't you going?
I want to go and have a look. It's Southland.
Well, I think we as a team should go down there.
I think
we?
So.
When is it?
Oh, Tim's not interested at all about
this. Let's invite Southland. Let's go with a troop of listeners. All our listeners will gather them
together.
It's
become really strange.
No, it's really strange. You're on Joy. It's been a very funny afternoon so far, Joy 94.9. This one.
We've just had this in from Lindsay said, haha, I'm just on my way to Southland. And my heart sank when you said Katy Perry would be there. Then I was relieved when you said next week. I thought to myself, great, now there won't be a car park.
Oh, Lindsay, that's so funny.
Lindsay,
and hilarious. Lots of people sending messages about helping me out with my.
How good is Southland, though? Can we just say?
I love Southland.
Oh, yeah, I was down when I did a little stint back in Mum and Dad's place last year for a couple of months, and that was my local. Better. It's, like a little joint?
It's much better because I actually live probably closer to Chadston. I'm sort of bang in the middle, but Chadston's a bit closer. And the other day I was at home doing housework. I was in tracksuit. Terrible. No, I ran out of makeup and I was going to an event, so I needed. So I thought, whatever, I put a cap on, tracksuit, the bad puffer jacket, if anyone's been following the bouncing ball of this show.
Amazing.
The dreadful, which makes me look like I am.
Blimp.
Yeah, it's not okay. And so I just went down there, but the entrance that I let myself in to Chadston, there's like Louis Vuitton and all these other design stores and everyone tottering around on heels with full makeup and hair. And I'm like skulking around in Chadston. Yeah. I actually apologised to the makeup girl. Yeah. Said, I'm so sorry. I didn't expect it coming.
They put a train line in right at Southland now, which is easier for the shoplifters to get out of there. They used to have to get an Uber. They had to wait 2-3 minutes. Well, bang, straight on the train.
Tim actually just said to me, he said you should have gone to Southland because they all dress like that down there all the time.
Oh, speaking of dressing,
yes,
some people were sending some lovely messages dressing me for this event on the weekend.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this one says, good dress shirt, no pocket protector.
What's a pocket protector? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, where you put your plastic bit that you put your pens in.
Why would you do that?
So your pen don't leak all over your shirt,
dummy. Why would you put a pen in there?
Because you're corporate and you need to use pens.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
High-end chinos or dress pants.
Oh, okay.
Business shoes.
Hmm.
If you don't have time to make it home, it's fair enough.
Oh, what about this one? Oh, someone sent a little caliber.
Oh, it says how to dress smart, casual, casual for men.
They're all on it this afternoon.
Hi, Dean. We have the most smart, casual, according to caliber.
We have the most switched-on listeners on Monday.
And it's that time of a Monday again when we head out to the roads. We're all excited. Woo! Colder outbound is what sweet dreams are made of. 7 minutes. Eastern outbound is equally as delicious at 12 minutes. The Monash outbound, just a little over half an hour at 31 minutes. That's for Dean Murphy. Princess Freeway outbound, give you enough time to listen to us some more at 16 minutes. I was running out of steam at this point. And Westgate outbound is Sabini Gonzalez at 15 minutes. Over to you,
Not your best one. Still good. Still
no,
up there.
No, it wasn't because, you know,
better than the normal traffic guys on, you know, on Sunrise.
Me, during the middle of me trying to write this, we were having a heavy, serious conversation. So next time, shut your traps.
I'd like to make a request. Yes. Could you do a Katy Perry themed one for the next?
I can.
Oh, never stop throwing themes at her.
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
I like it when he's just laughing to himself. Yeah, we've got no idea what he's going to talk about. Don't worry, listeners. Well, why don't you just hum to yourself while Dean Murphy can get his act together?
A new life is a wonderful thing. Is that not true? Oh, it's true.
And you like, well, it depends.
It's a call for celebration, but, you know, how people choose to celebrate it can vary drastically. There are some traditions from women who give birth.
Then
what happens is they actually choose to eat their placenta afterwards.
What are you talking about?
McDonald's is too far down the road.
Are you talking about? That's disgusting.
Maybe she's a bit tired after giving birth.
But now they're saying there's a new trend that is coming to the surface, and they're not eating the placenta anymore. What they're doing is they're wrapping seeds in their placenta and burying them in the soil and creating trees out of them.
You did something really weird with your hand there.
And only if you were a trough would you know what I was
doing.
Yeah,
I'm unsure about what that all was.
Oh dear, get off, we've got to go. And we were talking placenta.
Talking placenta.
Now, we had a guy named Matthew has sent through a message in relation to that. He said, to the tradition relating to placenta, my sister kept hers and grew an olive tree out of it. See, it's a thing.
I'm not sure how I feel about
it. I love olives, but
I love olives too, but I don't want a placenta olive. I don't think
What else can you do with placenta? Maybe that should be a topic. What else can you do with your placenta?
We've
got a prize to give away.
Not one person in this room is a breeder, so I don't think we should actually
tell us interesting things you can do with your placenta. For a chance to win a prize to the, what is it? The boy from Oz.
Yeah, we've got the boy from Oz. Can we think of something better?
What about placenta cups for your wine at the boy from Oz?
I don't know whether it works like that.
No.
I don't think it works like that.
Now, I've been absolutely poo-pooed by you two.
Why?
Well, I was going to turn the placenta thing into a topic.
No, I don't think anyone. Prize, we don't. None nah, of us are. Nah, okay. None of us.
Even Simon's going.
Simon's saying no. And the thing is, none of us have the authority to discuss placentas.
Okay, that's
here.
Cool.
We don't.
That's fine.
Have been close enough to one.
That's why we live in a
to know
very. What? Weird world. Now, we're going to talk dogs up next. And we decided, we had someone say to us actually during the week, why don't we have a dog segment on? Because we've both got puppies.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Why don't we have a dog segment? So
I love that idea.
Hey, listen, if you want it, we're going to give it to you on Murphy's Law.
Yes, we are.
Puppy talk time. Now, yesterday morning, you and I took our puppies to puppy training.
We did indeed, because I've finally got Dean Murphy on board the idea that he needs to take young Dawson, Henry, whatever stupid name, to puppy training.
Oh, yeah, because so everyone keeps telling me how, he's a little bit out of control and needs some more training.
Well, he does need some more training.
He's just energetic. Anyway, yesterday morning,
like a parent.
I was with my puppy, Dawson Henry, at the puppy training and standing there, and he was sitting, he was doing the thing. We had to go for a walk with everyone. It was a million dogs. And the old, tired old, rusty old trainer who's been around, look, but his life is a puppy, puppies. And he told me, he goes, he's very, very energetic in that harness. You might want to get him one of those other things.
It's the like nose
a,
thing.
It wraps around their nose and you
they
pull
their
head. They
called a gentle leader.
And I said, I think he's quite fine. No, by the looks of him, he needs a little bit more control.
And these are the professional steps.
I know, but bear with me. Oh. The story gets better. So anyway, I'm looking at the couple of the ladies who are in my group for the last couple of weeks, and they've got the nose controlling thing, and their things were still flipping out, right? Going crazy. It's not really controlling them. I thought, well, that clearly doesn't work. Anyway, he's had another go at me up the road. Yeah, you need to get one of those nose things. What, you sell them? Probably because you sell them. Anyway, when it came to the bit where we had to do the
obstacle course. These people are all volunteers, by the way.
He might need one for himself.
I think
he's not volunteers. He got paid. I paid him $70. Anyway,
no, you're paying the group
whatever.
To keep the doors
anyway,
open.
When it got to the obstacle course, I had all these other dogs with their nose harnesses.
The gentle leader.
Who were...
That's what it's called.
Not making...
Are you like a paid advertisement for them or something?
Not making...
Oh,
you two, shut up. I'm hijacking my story. Anyway, it's an obstacle course and he's gone through the whole thing and they, you know, you've got to do this and do that. So one by one, all these nose controller dogs...
Gentle leader.
Gentle leaders were falling over the hurdles and falling off the beams and falling off the whatever. So I went, oh, God, if they can't do it with their nose controller, what's mine going to do? Anyway, Dawson Henry, let's do it. Jump, jump, jump. Do-do-do-do-do. Up the top of the beam. Cross. Down. Up the other one. Do-do-do. Through the tunnel. Thank you, I'll have a treat and I'm taking my dog home because he doesn't need any training at all.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You, God. $70. Poo-poo.
You've been to two classes.
Anyway.
It's $70 for the year and you get to actually learn something about controlling your dog. And he's been like, because it's in the cold on a Sunday morning,
whatever.
He's been angry about it every time.
Oh, that's
You don't have to come, doll.
No, I'm like, going
I'm
to.
Quite
I'm going
happy to
I told
take
you
Pepper.
Because we need stories.
There
we
might
do.
Be a lesson in there for you somewhere. But I think you might just need to take some
Well, I was
board
quite
yourself.
On board with imagine the whole if, thing until if, the guy that had our training group yesterday and I took Pepper down, gorgeous Pepper, black poodle, with a pink collar, and because it was cold, I had a pink jumper on, which has got pink love hearts and everything on it. It's pink, 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 right? And this guy started going to me, yeah, your little guy needs a little bit. And I was like, I beg your pardon. And he said it about 14 times, yeah, little guys like this, little guys, little blokes. And I'm like,
Well, to be honest, it's a big, you can't even see where its head is. It's so black.
No, and I realise that we
like,
don't
seriously.
Have to dress, you know.
Which end is it?
It doesn't have to be pink for girls and blue for boys. But I, like, seriously, like, anyway, whatever.
Well.
That's the end of my story.
That did well.
Yeah, that went well.
Welcome to Pets Corner.
Yeah, Pets.
Things have gone crazy, and because it's a volunteer-based organisation and we are really controlled by the people who listen to the station,
we
have no control over the topics or the topic that we're about to present. Because before we talked a little bit about a lady or the new trend, which is burying seeds inside placentas and watching them grow into olive trees and stuff.
Yes, and you Tim and I decided that it wasn't a great topic.
Because I said, clearly this is popular. We might have to do something. And he said, no, but people are sending through messages like this one.
Says, you guys are having fun this eve. You could have the placenta pancake parlour.
Lovely.
seeing two placentas come out each after each one of my sons being born was just weird, by the way, bizarre looking.
Mm, and this one came through.
Peter phoned in to tell us that his niece's naming day, on his niece's naming day, his sister served up placenta.
Would you like some placenta with your pavlova?
That's
that kind of thing.
Not okay.
So we decided what we'd do is, what could you use placenta for? Like... Some people bury seeds in it to grow trees.
What about placenta polenta?
There you go.
I like the sound.
Now you're thinking.
Now I'm thinking.
So we thought we'd give a prize away for the next 45 minutes. You just tell us and send through messages. What can you use placenta for? Or little placenta stories. Best.
The responses will win this fabulous. And an extra shout out to the person who can find out how placenta is linked to this prize.
Mm, yeah.
It is a double pass to the boy from Oz.
They all came out of one. There you
well,
go.
They didn't come out of one. Everybody.
Well, they're wrapped in one, aren't they? Hang on, let me look up placenta.
Placenta is how the baby breathes.
Placenta is an organ that develops in your uterus during pregnancy.
Can we go back to the prize?
Structure provides oxygen and nutrients.
Anyway, the prize is
body.
You just shush. The Boy from Oz, the iconic Australian musical. The Boy from Oz, starring Rowan Brown from Singing in the Rain.
He was in the placenta.
Stars as Peter Allen, fabulous Peter Allen. And Caroline O'Connor's in there.
Oh.
Amazing.
Placenta. Jump on Placenta Central and send through your messages now. 0427 Joy 949 honourajoy.org.
I feel
.au.
Sick.
Just when you thought our show, after all these years, couldn't stoop to any lower, we've actually come up with something fabulous.
No, see, I've completely mentally just taken a benchmark out. There is no low.
Well,
there is no anything.
I'm telling you.
Right.
There just is.
That's right.
It's going crazy. All you've got to do is send through a message with the word placenta.
You're
in
a
the
funny bunch.
Like in the sentence.
Because if we try to go highbrow in here, nothing.
Nothing
you
happens.
You just get
nothing.
Crickets.
Mark,
nothing.
Mark sent through this one.
Said, oh my God, your conversation is hideous.
It's absolutely hideous.
But I have to say, it's perfect weather for a placenta and pumpkin casserole from the slow cooker.
Okay, Dave said a placenta-scented candle. And Peter said, I lost my job today, so I'm heading off to Placenta Link tomorrow.
And this one says from Boyd saying, I have no idea what you're looking for in regards to placenta, but how about naming your new pet segment Murphy's Paw?
Oh, okay, that's good.
I'd love to go in the draw for Boy from Oz tickets. Well, you mentioned placenta,
and
so
had placenta in the sentence, so it doesn't really matter. This topic has gone crazy. We're dripping in placenta.
Oh, God.
Boyd sent this message through.
I have no idea what you're looking for in regards. Oh, no, we've already read that one out.
Have we?
Murphy.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Yes, we read it.
Oh, okay, this one.
I know of people who have placenta freeze-dried and made into capsules high in iron.
Thanks, Nina. This one?
Uses for a placenta. I think it would make a wonderful eye mask.
I think so too.
Smooth out the wrinkles.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, you've thought about that too much. This one, John rang to say that you get placenta face cream from the Corunda markets at Cairns.
I remember that when I lived
there. Makes him look baby-faced again.
Absolutely.
Yuck! Again. And hi, loving the show. Instead of beef jerky, what about cured, dried, flattened placenta jerky? Yum.
We have the best listeners
ever.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Paul,
keep them coming through.
0427
Joy 949. Throw placenta into a sentence.
That's all you have to do.
Placentance.
And here we are with the 6 o'clock Katy Perry theme.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to this.
Because you threw it out there and I'm going to try and deliver. Calder outbound is roaring along at 7 minutes.
Good, good.
The eastern outbound is going like a dark horse at 13 minutes.
Wow.
Monash outbound is chained to the rhythm. I was struggling and I can't remember the time there, sorry. Princess Freeway is like swish, swish at 16 minutes. Westgate outbound, moving like a firework at 13 minutes. And that was your Katy Perry special traffic. And you can see her at
Southland Shopping Centre, Westfield.
Westgate. Well, it is a traffic announcement. She's going to be on the Westgate at some point in time.
Why? Why?
If you want
to give Anna Murphy a song,
I'm not very good at impro.
Or an artist, she will tailor the traffic reports around that artist or the thing.
Yeah.
Just anything.
Just
anything.
Just anything.
It could be placenta for all we know.
Yes,
on the trains this afternoon.
Traffic.
All trains are looking good. We've got many, many messages coming through, including this one from Simo.
Oh, Simo is on fire. He's just sent through, I'll bet you if you put a collar and a lead on your placenta, named it Jemima and took it out for a walk, you'd have the most faithful pet ever.
Thank you, Simo. You know, the funny thing is, if you've just got in the car, you're probably thinking, why are we talking about placenta? There was a story about a woman who, they used to eat it. It was part of a tradition. They used to eat the placenta after the birth. But now it's become trendy to put seeds in it and bury it and create olive trees and trees and whatever.
So we
thought we'd throw it out to you guys. Just throw placenta into a sentence.
I know quite a few mums, and I'm not sure it's that popular. I've got to say, I haven't heard this happening in real life. But anyway.
This one came through.
This one said, I remember as a kid on the farm, I saw a cow eat her placenta for the first time. For the first time, more than once. Have you seen this more than once? Oh, my God. I totally freaked out and ran inside to tell my dad that a cow was choking. It's gross. Lindsay, it's gross that you've seen that more than once.
It actually is gross.
I'm just really struggling with that. Paris end of St Kilda again, Simo. I'm annoyed. I don't know which end that is. Says placenta fascinated. Next year at the Spring Carnival.
Oh, yes. There you go.
That'd be dapper.
There you go. Keep them coming through. 0427
Lady Joy. Gaga, isn't it?
949 honorajoy.org.au. We have
an amazing
prize to give away for Placenta Central.
It's a double pass to the boy from Oz. It's a big, great thing to go on a date.
Yeah.
I remember the days. Anyway,
Placenta. It's a good way to start your date, isn't it? Just a bit of placenta, right? Won me that prize and took you on. Yeah. Big thanks to Mick, who's out taking phone calls this afternoon, doing a good job, because it's not easy to answer the phone with, hello, Joy, and someone saying, oh, I want to throw placenta into a story.
Yeah, no.
That's hard work.
What you dream of doing when you're young.
Conrad sent through a message.
What am I going to do in the future? I'm going to answer the phone at a community radio station and listen to people talking about what they want to do with placentas. Mick, you've made it.
Conrad sent through a message.
Conrad did. He said, what about placenta lip fillers?
Oh,
or placenta heat pack for those muscle aches and pains?
Now you're talking. Oh. Now you're talking,
now
people.
Now you're talking.
Love our audience.
I'm getting a pain in my head from this conversation.
Now, anyway. We were going to talk about just after the Whitney track that you and I did something special yesterday. We ventured down to lovely old Alstonewick.
To the cinema. I've never been. It was a look. No,
so
never.
So good, isn't it?
Amazing.
Love it.
Really lovely. And we saw Whitney.
We did see the Whitney music.
We saw the Whitney movie,
right,
which is a doco. The family and people are all interviewed and it was fabulous and sad.
Harrowing.
And tragic and in moments you were crying because you just realised how brilliant she was and then felt. Sort of looked at her like, what a train wreck. But
yeah, it is very confronting and it doesn't leave you uplifted at the end.
No.
But I had also seen the Netflix one recently,
yes,
which is called Can I Be Me? So I kind of, there was more to it and it was really good, don't get me wrong. But
Were you Whitneyed out?
No, well, I just found it
and
a bit
you'd
depressing.
Had that coffee before you went in.
And
so
I had a coffee before I went. I'm not good in a cinema
and the pause,
anyway.
The pause.
No, it's not the pause. It's just a little bit of anxiety. I'm not good in stuck in a movie cinema. I wasn't in my puffer jacket. I wore that to Chadston, the fashion capital.
Should have gone to Southland.
Oh, joining the fun this afternoon. We've got another.
And that's called a callback.
We've got 15 minutes for you to get your placenta sentences in. Wow, there's a lot of S's in that.
Placenta sentences.
Placenta sentences. Placenta. But we have been talking about it.
Pink's here. She could be listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, send in a message, Pink, if you're listening to Joy this afternoon, and share us your placenta story. Or sentence.
Well, if you want to, that would be great, Pink.
Yeah, now these have come through. We just whip out these ones
because
everyone's going in the draw to win this awesome prize, the Boy from Oz tickets. Correct. This one came through, no name.
When you plant a passion fruit, you'd put a liver in the hole with it. Placenta similar.
Lovely.
This one says, this has to be the winner, placentans. I think it's what Dean said just before, wasn't it? But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Tom, and I don't understand, no relation. Tom, no relation, was looking for weird and wonderful food suggestions last Friday. I think placenta has managed to hit the top of the list.
There you go.
I don't really understand that.
And that's okay. It doesn't matter because you're in the joint because you have placenta in the sentence. Absolutely. And we had something else we were doing here. Oh,
the game.
Ding, ding.
Oh.
Last man standing.
Oh, there it is. I didn't think about a score beforehand. Dean, you're in front still.
Yes.
No, I was in front.
No, I won last. The last two in the row because you lost the week before because the listeners actually proved that you were lying.
Yeah, so it's even, Stephen. So, Dean, you're kicking us off.
Yep.
Right.
It's 5-5. Congratulations.
I think it was 6-6, actually.
Okay. Yeah. 6-6, well done.
That's okay, whatever. Good.
Okay. 6-6, Dean, you're kicking us off today. Today's topic is animals that start with the letter M.
Mouse.
Monkey.
Meerkat. Meerkat. Sorry, I had a slip. Meerkat.
I can see it there.
Moose.
Oh, I can't think of any. Congratulations,
I'm
Anna.
So glad. Thank you. And I'm so glad they actually cancelled Family Feud. Can you imagine the national embarrassment that we as a family would have been? This guy. What's this guy doing?
That's shocking,
isn't
it?
Oh, dear.
Well done.
He's
7-6.
He's got head in hands.
Yes.
7-6, I know.
Because yeah, I still can't think of any animals with them.
Anything else?
Anything else?
What a manatee.
Oh, there you go.
You're welcome. A monkey, a meerkat.
I said monkey. Oh. He said meerkat.
Okay. Did we say moose?
What about a macaque?
A macaque.
A macaque. Our old friend Maggie.
Macaque. There's not many though, is there?
No.
There probably is.
Okay. Whatever. Go to a song.
But it doesn't matter. I won.
It has been a corker of a show this afternoon.
It has indeed.
And thank you to all our Joy listeners who hang in there with us on a Monday because the placenta story could have blown us right out of the water. We may never have been invited back to Joy.
Well, it could have. And quite often it's Dean Murphy that comes up with these ideas and we're just like, no.
We were not having that at all.
We have a winner for the prize, though.
We just talked about
placenta. Boy from Oz.
But the double pass, the Boy from Oz, is from participant Lindsay.
Oh, good on you, Lindsay.
Well, who said, I remember as a kid on the farm, I saw a cow eat her placenta for the first time, which struck me as being odd because you've seen it more than once. I totally freaked out and ran inside to tell my dad a cow was choking.
Oh.
What a pretty, animals are what weird,
a,
aren't they?
What a pretty story.
Well, congratulations, Lindsay. Animals are just weird.
Oh, you're weird. We're weird. This is a weird radio station. Keep them coming through. 04. No, don't.
No,
we've
don't.
Got a winner. No, just do whatever you were doing before we came on.
Well, they were driving home probably or finishing up work. You know, they were united. They were a team that worked together, siblings, and now they hate each other.
What do you mean?
What's going to happen after this show?
They'll never hate each other. It's just like a little tiff. What? You can't.
That Ruby Rose.
She got in the middle.
She got in the middle.
Oh, that.
Oh, that sounds
bloody
nice,
Ruby.
It
doesn't sound like a little Veronica sandwich.
Ruins it for everyone, doesn't she, Ruby? Ruins it for everyone.
I don't know whether she does.
Yeah, she's just a menace.
Is she?
Well, you break up the Veronicas, a national treasure, you're a menace.
She's a national treasure too.
Maybe it was just going to happen anyway.
Yeah, probably. What's everyone doing this week? You like the segue there?
So if you've ever wondered what it sounds like when Dean Murphy's not interested in what you're talking about, that was it. That was it.
Big week. Look, I'm sure I've got more stories to tell next week when I will have done my first week in corporate. Which is daunting.
So excited to hear.
So exciting. Can I change that environment around in a week? Do you reckon we can start playing music? And
if anyone can,
chats and that. Cooking pizzas at lunch.
If anyone can.
Don't bring your lunch. Let's just do pizzas and stuff, you know. Get in there and whatnot. Okay.
Oh, wow. No, I'm actually going to try my hardest to go to the gym in the mornings. Because what I've been doing is waking up. Look at you, you look so bored. I've been getting up and taking the dog for a walk, because it's so cold, that's not exciting to
do
at all.
You're bore your dog to death.
But I don't know how to actually change the puppy's routine that quickly. Like, she's going to hate my guts. Anyway, that's my week.
Good. Yeah, good one.
Great.
Listen out next week. That's going to be a great show. Can we go to the news?
I really hate you. Yeah. This is going to be like the Veronicas. You're our version of Ruby Rose right now.
Shut
you're
up.
Just doing it to us.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ah!
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.